We have to be honest with the American people. We can't always do more with less. And sometimes the answer when budgets continue to decline is managers have to make tough calls. And one of those tough calls is, what do you stop doing? And what programs should be eliminated? What programs, if they are eliminated, will have the least impact on public services? And so having our managers prioritize those decisions is very important and very critical. And we're looking at a period of, I would predict, over the next 5 years of declining federal budget. So every agency is going to have to wrestle with these problems. And we're all doing it. And it's a challenge. It's going to be tough. It will, in some cases, produce pain. But that's the answer, is sometimes you have to do less with less.
So what's the best way for leaders to prioritize what qualifies for this kind of concept of doing less with less?
Well, I think most importantly, you've got to be able to prioritize, what are your core missions? It should always go back to the agency's core mission functionality. And you have to identify those and make sure that you are prioritizing to protect those core missions. And then I think the second rule and the second standard you have to apply to it is what maximizes the service of those missions to the public. And so protecting those critical elements first, and then if programs don't meet up to those standards, if it's not a program that either meets core mission or provides core public service, is probably something that should be high on the list for elimination or reduction. And, that's the approach I would recommend for managers to take, Ruben.
You also talked about getting an accurate picture of morale and problems and such. What is that all about? And tell me how to do that as well. Give me a how-to of all of this.
Well, a good example of that is this year, for example, we're taking a complete census of our federal workforce and allowing every federal employee to take a survey that will give totally anonymous. That will allow them to give an accurate picture of what they're thinking, what the challenges they're facing, how their agency is doing, and how their supervisors are doing, et cetera. And because it's directly done between the employee and OPM and our computers, and we do not track this by individual, we can roll that data up to get a very accurate picture of what's going on in the federal government for our managers. You know, sometimes, if a manager asks his employee how things are going, obviously the answer is probably great. the employee, given that opportunity to give an answer to an anonymous survey, might give a completely different answer. And that's the answer we want. We want the honest answer. Not just what's good for their career, what's good, what we want is the truth. And this survey is an attempt to get at that. And by having these kind of results by census, by doing this in a census approach where every employee is given the opportunity to take this survey this year, we're hoping we're going to get a very good, honest answer and picture of where the federal workforce is right now.
And lastly, you worry that training can become an unnecessary victim during budget cutting, and you have issue with that.
Absolutely. You know, oftentimes, in days past, and everybody has a million examples of this, the first thing usually thrown overboard is training. And at a time when we're using buyouts to reduce the workforce and reducing our workforce by not filling vacancies, it's all the more essential, especially when we go back to talking about those critical mission elements that have got to be done and those services to the public that have got to be provided. You need people that can do those services and accomplish those missions. It's too important not to. And they've got to be trained. We can't just throw people untrained into very complicated situations that affect public health and safety without giving them the training to get the job done well. And so that's why I'm a strong advocate to argue, do not cut training. Do not throw it overboard first. That in fact, it's probably one of the most efficient expenditures you can make. Because if you take advantage of technology and you take advantage of the tools now, for example, HR University that we've done right now, rather than each agency paying over and over for the same course, what we're doing is buying it, putting it on HR University, and then every agency can use it. And the government only has to pay once. Well, that's a way of doing more with less, but also taking advantage of a tool that you don't have to eliminate the training. And so I think it's very important that our managers recognize we can't put people on the front lines tackling very tough issues without giving them the training to do it.